To so many people, you know, lifelong Cubs fans, it's our happy place. It doesn't feel like a year without going to Wrigley Field, and you guys are amazing at what you do.
And that's the thing, is that the Wrigley employees are always so helpful. They go beyond.
When you see the same faces year after year after year in the same sections, it makes you feel, it all feels like family. That you're going to a place like it's a little family reunion.
Every family member and friend who comes to that I take to a Cubs game or I take on a Wrigley Field tour, because there's nothing better to do than to be in Chicago, and you all made that possible.
Like I said, these are not just employees, in my opinion. They're like family.
I've brought people from all over the world, all over the country, people that don't like baseball, they love Wrigley Field. And we have you guys to thank for that.
Welcome to Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. We explore the fascinating personal lives of the people inside Chicago's most iconic sports venue, Wrigley Field. Our podcast will take you on an amazing journey, introducing you to some incredible people that we've met along the way. We'll discuss hot topics, play a few games, and just try to have an overall good time. There'll be plenty of surprises along the way, so stick with us to see where our journey heads next. But for now, kick back, relax, and enjoy the latest episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark.
All right, so welcome to season three of Mistaken Identity with David and Frankie back for this season. My guest that I have today, y'all have been asking out for the longest. She's finally here. Very, very busy person. And that is Erica. Erica, welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody. Nobody's been asking about me.
Oh, my God. Floyd, Erica, and that's the meeting. Rahaf. I'm going to do three ones. Floyd, Erica, and now Rahaf, who is next week, by the way. Everybody asked for those three, so
I see.
Finally got you. But I need to bring up something real quick before I forget, and that is, let's talk about the Super Bowl real quick. Rihanna, let's talk about that, because I want to forget it. Rihanna, what do you think about it? I got my opinions. What are your opinions about Rihanna Super Bowl?
Well, I thought that she was a great choice from the beginning. I think she's super talented. Her music library is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think that she is very talented, and I liked the performance. I mean, I didn't know she was pregnant until
that time. Either.
And so, I mean, everybody wants her to be like half naked and dancing all around. But if she was like that, people would still make comments. But now that she's fully clothed and she's being respectful of her body and, you know, taking it easy, people still have comments, negative comments. But I enjoyed it. Like I said, I knew every song word for word. And, you know, I mean, she was like suspended in the air or whatever on that platform. And I don't know, I think she did great.
Now for me, I know our show is good when I find myself turning the volume up higher and higher.
Yeah.
I know our show is good. And I thought that she knew that there would be people who are predominantly not black or not young who would not like it, whatever. I thought she messed up when she grabbed her crotch. That situation, I thought that was
a little weird.
I thought I was going to take away from that. I just thought it was a bad choice. But as far as the show, that was good.
Yeah, that part was kind of strange. Everyone was like looking at each other.
Yeah, I'm like, but then I heard that her makeup line made like millions the next day because she did something brilliant.
Well, I mean, she's already like really popular with her makeup line. I'm guessing a lot of people who don't really know her that well don't know that.
Right.
But she's smart. She's a smart businesswoman, and I mean, good for her.
Yeah. Now, tell me about music. Now, you know you love music. I just found out in the car that you actually sing. So tell me about where your love for music started. If you remember how it started. Or was it natural?
It's natural, but I would say my dad actually had a lot of influence on the music that I like. I like everything except for country. Sorry, all you country fans.
No Sam Hunt?
No.
Lil Nas? No? Nas X?
No.
Nas X? Okay.
No. I'm mostly into R&B. That's like my favorite. Growing up when I did, I really like house music and I like pop. I like a lot of boy bands. A lot of people don't know that. Well, some people do, but I do like boy bands, and I like rap music a lot, like all the hip hop culture. I like all of that. But I would say R&B is probably my favorite.
I think I like old school rap, not new school rap.
I like both. I like both. I do. I give it a chance. I'm into beats. I like beats. I don't necessarily look into like what people are talking about. I'm just really into the production of music more so. But yes, I do like to sing. That's probably why I like R&B, because I like that kind of style of singing. Let's see. I would say when my dad put the microphone in my hand to sing Careless Whisper by Wham when I was like seven.
Okay.
It's kind of a forceful thing. And I mean, Filipinos really like karaoke, even though we didn't invent it, you would think that we did. So I think always being asked to sing for whatever reason at these family parties, I just kind of, you know, started to practice more in case somebody put me on the spot to perform. But I don't really like to perform in front of big crowds. I have anxiety. I get nervous. I'm very critical of myself. But I do like to sing as a hobby. I sing in front of my friends all the time. And I am a car singer for sure. Right.
Okay. Now, I got some names here of some singers. I asked the supervisors to give me some names of some singers. And we'll ask Erica what her opinion is of these singers.
Okay.
So the first one is, I'm going to tell you a singer, give me your opinion. First one is Ariana Grande.
Okay. I like her songs. I think she has really good music. I think she has a good range. Just sometimes she's kind of nasally.
Okay, all right.
But I like her.
Okay.
I do.
This may be controversial, maybe not. Kelly Clarkson.
She's one of my favorites. Why would it be controversial? Oh my God, I love her.
I just saw TikTok. I just saw on TikTok she was covering like some black singers, I guess. And it was like all the backlash in the comments.
Why? Oh my God. You know why? Because she can do it.
She can, yeah.
She can. She's got soul. She's from Texas. She is probably one of my favorites.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I don't know if this is on your list, but Mariah Carey is my favorite.
Oh, she's next.
She's next? Yes. Okay. Mariah Carey is my idol.
Yeah, I love Mariah Carey.
I don't care what people think about her. I know that, you know, maybe she's dropped off a little. I mean, she's used her voice so much since she came out. And so, you know, she's not as strong as she used to be, but I love her, top notch, number one, always, forever.
Yeah, I love her too. Yeah.
I love everything about her.
Chris Stapleton.
I don't even really know who that is. I know he came to Wrigley.
Really?
Right? He
sang at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that guy.
That's right.
You know what?
He was good. He was good at Wrigley, though.
Actually, I didn't work that concert that day.
Okay.
Yes, I do know who he is. I'm just playing around. I think he has a really good voice. He's like soulful.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like soul voices. But I don't know any of his music except I think one song.
Okay.
So sorry.
One of Chris's favorites, Backstreet Boys.
Well, the Backstreet Boys is my favorite boy band.
Okay.
Okay. Them and New Kids on the Block. Can't forget them. The Backstreet Boys are actually really soulful. There's a lot of songs they have that people don't know about that's on the back end, unreleased. And they're so good. They're so good live. I love them. I like cheesy pop music. Sorry.
Now, I was supposed to ask you, I don't know why, I was going to ask you, you have to choose between Anthony Rizzo and Backstreet Boys. You only save one of them. Who would you save? I guess you have a thing.
That is like a really
fan?
Strange question.
Are you a big Rizzo fan? Big Rizzo person?
I am a big Rizzo fan, but I would have to say the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
I know that's probably a shocker to most people.
Okay.
I mean, they've been around a lot longer, and I've just been a bigger fan of theirs, and he doesn't play for the Cubs anymore.
And the last one is my
I still like him. Don't get me wrong. I still like him.
Then I put my pick, and that is The Weeknd. That's a person that you got confused by sometimes. The Weeknd. What about The Weeknd?
I love The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Another R&B singer. I like all his songs. He's been around for a really long time too. I think when he first came out, it was kind of like, I don't know. A lot of people that I knew liked him. I was like, oh my God, you like him? He's so raunchy, you know, like for that person's age to say, oh, I like The Weeknd. I'm like, you're like 16. Okay. But, he's kind of changed a little bit. He's transitioned, in my opinion, more into like into pop kind of sound. Actually, I just heard two of his songs on the way here, but I really like him. I think he's talented and I like his songs.
Now, who in the world, I'm going to answer this already, who in the world does not like Beyonce? Like, how can a person not like Beyonce? So tell the world, tell our employee that you don't like Beyonce. I'm dying to hear this. Tell them that you don't like. I was shocked to hear.
I didn't say I don't like her. I just said that I've seen enough.
Okay, all right.
For those of you who don't know, I have met Beyonce. I've met Destiny's Child. I actually won in 2002 or
pre-marriage.
Four.
Pre-marriage to Jay-Z, like I think.
Yeah, so I won a karaoke contest on the radio. And my prize was to meet Destiny's Child, and I got tickets to their concert. So, and I've seen them in concert before. She's actually really not that tall in person, so she wears, like, the outfits that she wears to make her legs look long. But I'm taller than her.
Okay,
even, like, we both had heels on, and I'm still taller than her. And she was really nice. She's beautiful in person. I don't know. To me, I liked her music better years ago than more recently. I don't know why. I don't dislike her. I just kind of over it.
Okay, all right. So let's move to culture, because this is funny. I was at Winterland, and I was a guest at the gate who spoke Spanish. So one of the GSAs to go and find me somebody that speaks Spanish. And he's like, oh, yeah, because Eric was on the field. And I stopped him. I'm like, I don't think Eric speaks Spanish. He thought you were Hispanic. So for the record, let's just let everybody know what your culture and your heritage is. For those that don't know.
For the record, I am Filipino, 100%. I do have, I guess, a look that's more Latina. I've gotten this my entire life. So it's no surprise to me. People ask me all the time, can you... Translate.
All right.
I can speak. I have a high school level.
Me too. Spanish. Me
too. But you know, the Spaniards conquered the Philippines many moons ago. Yeah. So we have a lot of similar words that are in Spanish. So I have a little bit of an understanding. You know, I can understand it in a way if they just, you know, if they're asking one quick question, I can usually answer it, but I sometimes have to answer it in like half English, half Spanish, or kind of point, like if they're asking me at the ballpark, for example. But I get this on the street all the time, just strangers coming up to me, asking me something in Spanish. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish. And I've been called a sellout before because I can't speak Spanish. And I'm like, well, I'm not, that's not my heritage, that's not my culture. So it's not anything that I needed to learn.
Okay.
But I can speak Tagalog, which is the language of the Philippines, the base language. But I try. I never say no to somebody asking me to translate.
Right.
But I'm not a Latina.
Now, are you the only supervisor that's Filipino or everybody?
That's Filipino?
Yes.
Yes.
And so, honestly, was that like a sense of pride for you, or did just it didn't matter to you to be the first one?
Well, I think I asked people that have been there for a long time if there was ever
an Asian remember.
Supervisor. I think somebody said there was one like really, really long time ago. So Jean and I were hired at the same time. Jean is Korean. But so it did give me a sense of pride. I feel like there just wasn't a lot of representation there. So, but once I felt that pride, I, you know, after that, it was like, oh, I'm over it now. It wasn't like the biggest deal in the world, but I felt really good about it, you know, at the time. And, I mean, I still do, don't get me wrong. I still do. I just don't necessarily feel that it's, you know, it's a reason why I was hired. So
you're going to be hired. How did you about the job to begin with, the Cub job in the beginning? How did you hear about it? What made you want to go apply? And what was your first position? I think it was a question, right?
Yeah. So I actually saw like an ad for it on Facebook. I think it was around like Christmas time, 2015. And, you know, they were really good in 2015. So I figured, you know what? I think they're going to go to the World Series in 16. If I want any chance of going to a World Series game. I probably have to work there. I knew it was going to be like super expensive. And I had a feeling from at that time that they were going to win the World Series in 2016. So I saw the ad and then I reached out to Melly. For those of you who don't know, I've known Melly since high school. So it's, which was 10 years ago, by the way. It was more like 30. But so I asked her about it. I knew that she worked. I've always known that she's worked there for a long time. Right. But, you know, I had kids at a very early age and I was just really concentrating on my family and didn't really have time to look into like a part-time job. But I asked her and she's like, apply for everything. And I'm like, well, mm-hmm. I don't have security experience. She's like, it's okay. We'll train you.
Right, right.
But I ended up just applying for guest service.
Okay.
So, yeah, she told me where to apply and I used her like as a reference. And yeah, a couple months later, I got called for the interview.
Now, were you a Cubs fan before the job?
Yes.
Yeah, so how did that start?
I'm a very, very big Cubs fan. I started watching games when I was like 8 years old. At the time, we didn't have cable. And like, I remember that I'm flipping through the channels and it's like either a soap opera or a cartoon or like Sesame Street. Right. And I'm like, okay, what else? So, you know, sports has always been around, but I never really took, you know, interest in it really. I mean, I was just young and into like other stuff, playing with my friends, riding my bike and whatever. So stumbled upon a game. I'm like, all right, let me just watch this. And I remember that Ryan Sandberg came on TV and I just thought, I don't know, I liked him. And he had a really good game that day. It was actually the Ryan Sandberg game.
Sandberg game, yeah. Okay.
Right. I didn't really know that at the time. Okay. But like looking back, I'm like, that's the game
right.
that I watched. It really got me into it. And what I like about baseball is it's something that I took on myself. I learned it on my own, like as far as like what everything meant, all like the abbreviations and whatnot. It's just something that I learned by watching and listening to like Harry Carey basically taught me the game of baseball.
And then you pass it on to your kids.
Well, I try to. my son is a very big Cubs fan. My daughter, Jasmine, who also works at Wrigley, she likes sports in general and she understands the game. My daughter, Vanessa, who just started working at Wrigley last year, she's just not into sports really that much. Right. So I tried. I really tried with her. But, you know, for the most part, yes, my kids like baseball. So.
So I'm curious, I know what it is from my side of it with Jordan, but what is it like to have your kids work with you at the ballpark and be a supervisor? I'm just curious, what's that like?
Well, there I get paid to tell them what to do. So that's always a great thing. It's funny because like my son, like I said, he's like the biggest Cubs fan on all of them and he doesn't work there. But people think, oh, you know, she probably gives like special treatment to them. Mm-hmm. They will tell you, I do not. Okay. If anything, I'm actually harder on them. I expect more from them. I don't want them to, you know, embarrass me or, you know, just I don't want my name any part of what they do wrong. So they're very, very conscious of what they do and how they work. Especially Jasmine, she's been there. She started actually just a year after me. Okay. And so since she's a lead, she wants to make sure she does a really good job. And then on top of me being her mother working there and her supervisor, she really wants to make sure she doesn't mess up. So if anything, I'm much more harder on my own kids. So.
But now, so Jordan is obviously the lead, but so when Jordan messes up, does something wrong, people come and tell me. So I'm curious, do people fall back to you like, hey, you know, Jasmine did X, Y, and Z, go talk to her, or go, you know, go get her together. Like, what's your take on that part? But then you said just handle it. This is work. You handle it.
I would prefer if something were to happen that they don't come to me. If it's a supervisor that sees something, they should definitely just talk to them. I actually haven't had any problem with Jasmine. Okay. maybe Vanessa. She's a little bit newer, so she needs to, you know a little bit more. But I feel that I don't need to be part of it.
Yeah.
I really don't. It's a job.
I think Jasmine is doing a great job.
Thanks.
Like, I love seeing Jasmine. Even though I'm security, I can see her doing our job.
Yeah.
I can see that happening one day. I haven't had Vanessa really around. I'm not GSA.
Yeah.
But Jasmine, for years, I mean, like.
No, she has a natural leadership ability. Yeah. And at her other job that she has, she's already like, she's a lead in training. And So, yeah, her, I don't worry about.
Yeah, nobody can say that she gets anything from because of you. I think she's pretty much earned the right to be.
Actually, like, a lot of people that didn't even know she was my daughter would say something to me like, oh, the lead I had yesterday or the lead I have now. And then they'll make some compliments about her. And I'm like, oh, that's really great to know because, you know, like she's my daughter. Like, what? So the fact that when people don't know it, when they still say something, you know, nice, that means a lot to me.
Right.
So at least I know that I don't have to worry because, like I said, I don't want her to be embarrassed.
You know, and, you know, your kid, I was, this is probably going to get some sad memories, but I remember a former employee made a comment on social media about your children and everybody else sort of jumped to your defense.
Yeah.
That that's about didn't have to. I think that's a good testament to what we think about you and your kids. But I was just shocked that somebody would make that kind of comment. I thought it was racist. I want to say it. You don't have to say it. I thought it was racist.
It was definitely.
I thought it was racist. And then they don't obviously work for the Cubs anymore. But I was just blown away that somebody would publicly say that. But then this, I don't know how many comments you got on that post, but to see all the people just go after it. I thought it was, this is pretty good. This is amazing.
That really made me realize how much of a family this workplace is to me. And not just the comments that people were making on Facebook in my defense, but the messages I was getting, like through Messenger or text, people were calling me to see if I was okay. And I was okay.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to let that person, you know, really upset me too much where, you know, but yeah, everybody just came out of nowhere to support me. And I never asked anybody to say anything. And so that's why I love my Cubs family. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I'd be without them. So that was great.
Whenever I see you, usually you're either with either Toya, usually, or with Raha, usually. So how did those friendships start?
So I met Rahaf. We started together. I met her the first day of ballpark training. And this was back when we had our locker room in the brown lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, for those of you who don't know, is behind the Taco Bell that doesn't exist anymore either. Well, the brown lot is still there. But so we had to wait in line for our uniform. And we were in line for like 3 hours.
Was it cold?
Well, we were waiting in the garage. Okay. So actually, no, it wasn't cold.
Okay.
But, you know, some people were thinking, oh, I need to leave the line because I have other things to do. And I'm like, you know what? I'm already here.
Right.
So that's where we first talked.
Hmm.
I mean, 3 hours is a long time.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that she told me that this whole time that she knew me up until like towards the end of the season, she thought I was her age, her age. And I'm like, definitely not, you know, she's closer to my kids' age. But yeah, we got along really well, starting from that day.
Okay.
So literally day one, right?
Okay.
Toya, when I worked in the bleachers or at the bleacher gate, she was a gate chief at the time when I first started there. So I guess her and I, we just, you know, somehow clicked.
Right.
You know, some people might find her intimidating. I don't.
I do.
I don't, Toya. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We just, something just clicked for us. And, you know, she's my sister.
All right.
That's my sister.
Now, I have no idea when I met you. I have no idea. I talk to you every day now. I don't even know how I met you or when I met you. I have no clue.
I remember you were a gate chief at gate D.
Okay.
Right?
I've done all of it. I was at H for a long time, but I was at
D. No, this was like before H.
Oh, D, yes.
I think that's where I would see you. But how we started becoming friends, I have no clue.
But I convinced you to work for the Bears, and so do Phil.
Yeah.
What is that experience like?
it's different. That's for sure. I think I worked there for 2 seasons now, right?
Yeah.
And I think we got kind of lucky with the weather. There was only one day, was it Christmas Eve last year, where it was cold.
Yeah.
But double time is definitely worth it.
Yeah.
It
was so cold at the scanners, at the gate stopped scanning.
Oh, I believe it.
Stop scanning. That's so cold. I didn't know that was even possible, but they just stopped scanning.
Well, I've seen that on like cell phones, where if it's too cold, it won't work right. But it's a different breed of people, football fans versus baseball fans. But, you know, I liked it. I'm still there. I still haven't decided what I'm doing. But
yeah, me either.
I think it's looking good.
I say that I feel that it is not for everyone. I'll say that.
That's surprising. Sure.
If you're not good, in my opinion, if you're not good in leading the tough, rough around the edges kind of people, it's not good for you. Now, we have those at Wrigley Field too, but it's more of a revolving door at Soldier Field, right? Where you don't really know those people all the time.
Yeah, whereas at Wrigley,
they've been there for 20, 30 years, pretty much now. So I think it's not for everybody. But if you are good at, you know, what you do, I think it works. I mean, Toya's even there. And Toya's, you know, people give her a lot of, I don't think she gets the credit that she deserves. I've seen Toya, you know, put somebody out of a bleacher gate without any security around. Like, you know, you got to go. Yeah. Whereas others would have done that. But Toya, no, you got to go. Like, let's go. People get up and they get up and go. So, now, is there any concerts there that you are, did you work in concerts there at all?
I didn't. I really wanted to work Bad Bunny, but I decided not to. I decided to work the Cubs game instead. I still regret it because I do like Bad Bunny. And oh, you know what? That's another thing about music I forgot to say. I like reggaeton music a lot.
Okay.
Even though I don't understand what they're saying because I don't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. But that is one of my favorite types of music. So I didn't work that concert, which I wish I did. And was it the weekend there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think I didn't feel like going to Soldier Field. Okay. I think that's more what it was. I know you're trying to make sure that I work this Beyonce concert.
I'm not. That's Jordan. You
Jordan is.
Yeah, too, Jordan yeah. is. I'm not having decided yet. I did Coldplay and loved it. Coldplay and her were there. Loved it.
Her, by the way, is half Filipino and
really?
African American.
Wait, did I know that?
So is Saweetie. Okay, so, right. So I think that's good representation too for my daughters, especially. Right. You don't see a lot of, and it's funny when I see a lot of interviews with her, and she talks about like her aunt on her Filipino side and all like the Filipino foods that she likes and stuff. And it's really nice to see, you know, somebody of mixed culture talking about what I'm familiar with. But anyways, no, I didn't work any concerts there, and I don't know. We'll see.
Now, I'm glad you brought up food because recently, I don't know, but I've been noticing a lot of food on your social media, even trying out other recipes from like restaurants and like that. So tell me about this. Is cooking another passion or just trying things out, or are we just bored at the moment? Or
I like to eat. Okay.
That I know. We're together all the time. Yes.
I don't necessarily love to cook.
Okay.
I like cooking, but I don't love it. I don't have a true passion for it, but I do like to eat, and I do like trying to see if I can replicate something that I've eaten somewhere. So people always talk about my plating or, oh, that looks like restaurant style. I'm like, well, that's kind of what I'm going for. Like, how can I replicate a dish that I like at a restaurant so I don't have to go out to eat all the time?
Right.
So I've been doing a pretty decent job. And I like all kinds of food. I like, you know, Asian food. I like Middle Eastern food, Indian food, soul food, everything.
What have you made recently? What have you made recently?
Well, that's new.
Yeah.
Nothing. I've been kind of busy lately. I don't know. I can't really think of
it. But speaking of busy, so I want to ask you this because maybe it's cultural, maybe it's a Filipino thing, but our Filipino family, I know that you all always have a family gathering like all the time. Is that like a Filipino thing? Is you're all, because I know you're always busy, so I couldn't catch you for a while. there was either a daughter or a cousin or a mom or
I have a very large family.
Right.
In the Chicagoland area. I mean, I have a large family in general, but we're all spread apart, like in the Philippines, California, mostly. But in the Chicagoland area, I still feel like there's a lot of us. And there's a lot of cousins who now all have kids. Right. So it just keeps growing and growing. So it's somebody's, you know, birthday, baptism, graduation, first communion. whatever the case may be. So, yeah.
And are you the decoration gift bag person? You do a lot for me. I know you're the person that does the.
You know, I used to do that a lot, but now that my cousins are older, they're more into like doing it themselves, or you know, they all know that I'm busy too, so they've kind of, you know, they used to be like kind of scared to ask me because they know that my time is so limited. But I did do it for a long time, but I think now that they're just they're better at figuring it out for themselves now because they're older now. So, but I like to help whenever I can. But yeah, there's always some type of big event in my family, and so very lucky.
Now, the thing you do for me the most is the handwriting, because you have like perfect handwriting. Now, is that something you had since school, or?
So actually my dad gave me a teacher self calligraphy book when I was younger.
Okay.
So that's really how I got into it. So I can do calligraphy. I do like a lot of like fancy cursive writing. I've addressed envelopes for friends and family for whatever event, weddings, baptisms. Anytime when my kids were younger, I used to do a lot of volunteer work doing events and putting out invitations and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't get paid for my talents, unfortunately, but, if anybody's looking for somebody to do some handwriting on invitations, you know, give me a call.
So this question is, Chris was giving me kind of funny, but I wasn't going to ask it, but I'm going to ask it. It was kind of fun. But okay. Everybody loves you now. The question is, what high school did you go to, and were you the mean girl?
Okay. I went to Mather High School. Shout out to my fellow Rangers.
By the way, I went to Lane Tech Music. We used to love playing a lot of baseball.
It was very, like, those two schools, it's different now. I don't think there's that same rivalry anymore. But, yeah, I went to Mather. I was not mean. And, you know, I don't think I'm mean now. But if anybody thinks otherwise, then sorry, you did something. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I think they started out by saying, everybody loves you, you're nice now. But were you, I guess they're trying to say,
no.
Was it? Okay.
All right. I'm literally the same person I've always been.
Okay. All right. I think we answered that already. But have you ever met Rizzo? And if you did meet Rizzo, what was that interaction like?
I've met Rizzo a few times, actually, before I started working for the Cubs. A lot of people say that he's not a nice person. but I had really, really great interactions with him. I actually met him outside of the ballpark. Again, this was before I worked there. And he arrived at the park and people were asking for autographs. And he said, no, I didn't ask him for his autograph. I just wanted to shake his hand and say hi. So he came over to talk to me, shook my hand, said hi. That was basically it. He was, you know, going from his car inside to the ballpark. He was being escorted by security. And then I actually went back to the ballpark the following week for the same reason, just to see him. So the reason why I was there, by the way, so my daughters went to elementary school close to Wrigley, and they have a really good relationship with the Cubs. So I dropped them off and, oh, actually only one daughter was still there. I dropped them off, or her off, and I had some time before I had to go to work. And I knew the Cubs were like playing early that day. So I had really good interactions with him. I also met him at the auto show one year. And it was so funny because I was the first one in line. And he was really nice. I actually got to talk to him for a few minutes. And then I met him again that same day.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, you know, he's got to go. And he's like, that's okay. She can come take a picture with me. So I've had really good interactions with him.
Okay. And I want to end on a misconception. So every year I get somebody that comes to me and say, Frank, this person over here thinks that you're like very, very mean. I'm like, how do you get what I think that I mean? I try to be nice to everybody. Now some people I got to put in their place and say, hey, this is the job and do it. I'm always shocked people that think that I am mean. Are there any misconceptions that people have about you that you have heard about and just like, wow, it's not me at all?
I think that when I have to say something to somebody who's not used to being told, you know, how they're performing, it throws them off a little bit, and maybe they think that I'm coming from a different place. But for me, I want everyone there to succeed and to grow. So, but we are a team, and I feel like if one's kind of, you know, taking advantage of rules and things like that, and after a while, it's like, you got to let them know, like, hey, you know, this is what I noticed. I don't yell at people, you know, I just kind of say, hey, you know, I kind of noticed this, you know, I don't want to get into it because whatever, but, I feel like when you have to have those conversations with people, they have a misconception of, you know, where this is coming from. Like, oh, she's been nice this whole time, and now she's saying something to me. And it's like, you know what? It's my job. It's part of my position, unfortunately, where we have to, you know, to talk to people about certain things. And maybe those conversations are uncomfortable for them. But I'm doing it more so to let you know, like, hey, you should probably not do that. Because I don't want you to get in trouble. I feel like I'm doing more of a service to those that I have to speak to. But I don't know. If there's a misconception, I can't control that. But I am who I am. I'm usually like in a good mood. I'm always smiling. But I do take my job very seriously.
Yeah, when I have Floyd on, he was saying the same thing. Everybody thinks that I'm employed. Like, I don't think that I'm the meanest person in the world, but even with me, sometimes I can't tell if he's joking. But I know that everything that Floyd does comes from his love. Like,
oh, definitely.
We just, well, it kind of comes out, it just would have been passed, but we had the supervisor training the other day, and I can't, honestly, I think Floyd was high, and whatever reason, Floyd just like went off on me. I'm just like, okay, Floyd, you turned around and smiled, but it's just, that's just how he was. I can never tell. I'm like, oh, okay. So is there anything you're looking forward to coming up season? Anything you're looking forward to? I feel like we just had baseball, like a bunch of land and convention. I feel like
I haven't left. There's no off season anymore for me. You know, obviously, of course, like you mentioned, Winterland, and then after the convention, I mean, I've been there on a weekly basis, just doing a lot of miscellaneous things, getting ready for the season. I'm mostly excited for the new players that we've signed. So Dansby Swanson is one of my favorite players. He played for Atlanta, which, by the way, is my second favorite baseball team. Okay. I'm a huge Braves fan. So
can I ask why real quick? Can I ask why? I'm just curious.
So the story behind that. Well, you know, they played on cable, just like the Cubs played on WGN, which is like a national channel where everybody in the world can watch a Cubs, or the country can watch a Cubs game, right? The Braves were on TBS. Same thing, you know, that's a channel that almost everybody who had cable can get. So, you know, me being just a big baseball fan in general, stumbled upon a game, decided to watch it. And at the time, the Braves were in the NL West, which is very strange because, you know, they were like in the same division with the Dodgers, and they were really big rivals. But so one of the games, it was like really close, and it was an important game to see if they were going to go into the playoffs and whatnot. So I just really got into it, and I enjoyed that specific team. So I started following them. I would go to the Cubs games when they were playing the Braves. And then one day, my friend and I decided to follow the Braves team bus to their hotel to see if we can get any autographs. And we did. And I mean, every player that we wanted to meet, we met. They signed for us. They took pictures with us. And we just really liked how they treated us as fans. So kind of stuck from there. But yeah, I'm excited about seeing him and just like, you know, the new dynamic of these new teammates, like, how is it going to play out? And so, I mean, I miss Wilson, but, you know, I'm happy for what we're trying to do.
Are you looking forward to the shorter games?
No.
No?
You know, people who really like baseball don't really care how long the game is, you know. I know that some days I'll probably be happy about it if it's like a really cold day or if it's raining or something like that, but I'm okay with, you know, how the game was going. We did have a lot of 4-hour games last year. But, you know, that turns into income. So I don't know. I'm not sure yet about this whole pitch clock thing.
And it doesn't really affect staff that much because they guarantee 5 hours, so it doesn't really change much, I think.
Oh, well, for us.
Well, people, yeah. But I'm just like, it doesn't really, I feel like I heard somebody say something about, you know, getting money being stolen from them. Like, technically, no, it sort of doesn't really affect them at all. But I'm looking forward to, I think it's called, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, Small Chevelle, the burger joint.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be inside the park, too.
I think that was kind of, I was surprised to hear that. I was like,
Yes. By the time this comes out, you all would already been there already. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the new terrace. I went up to walk today, the new terrace deck. I feel like I'm always looking forward to the first week. Mm-hmm. Because on the first week, the new staff, nobody has disappointed you yet. It's like just great.
Everyone's really excited.
Yeah. Yes.
Everyone's excited to see each other. Yeah. You know, I mean, I know a lot of us spend a lot of time together off season, mm-hmm. but a lot, you know, there's a lot of us that, right. you know, I haven't seen them in 6 months or right. since Winterland. So I think that's a nice thing for our coworkers when we get to see one another.
Yeah.
And then we're just excited to be there and, you know, and then the weather starts doing its thing and then, you know, but I'm excited about it, you know, especially the new hires. I've met a lot of them through, I do some orientations and
they have training this week. So that's gonna be fun to see their faces. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to meet the new staff too and get a new set of people, you know, ready to go and teaching them new things. So.
Okay. And you have a daughter that's graduating. You want to give a shout outs?
Yeah, my daughter Jasmine is graduating this May. So super excited. You're my second college graduate in the family. I mean, well, out of my three kids. So I know a lot of people think like, oh, you don't have kids that age. Yes, I do. My oldest child is 27 and Jasmine will be 23 this month. And then my youngest will be 20 this year.
All right. I would let people ask me a question to end it. You have a question for me?
Well, I'm certainly not prepared for this.
That's all I like it that way. That's why I do it. That's why I do it. I have to think about it.
You know what's funny is because I know that you do this and I forgot. Because I'm like, what would I ask for if I had a chance? I feel like, you know, we talk a lot.
Right.
And, you know, if I have a question, I ask you. I don't have a problem asking. Man.
That's good. We cannot do that. We cannot do that part. That way, because you may have a good question. I don't want anybody to know everything. So that's good.
You might not want to answer it.
That's good. We're getting on this, though. But speaking of graduating, Jordan, you guys are graduating as well in May. So. Want to give a shout out because if he hears that and hear that and bring that up at all, I might never hear the end of it. So, shout out to him. Erica, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you all on the next episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark.
Peace out, y'all.
Hey guys, if you're hearing my voice here again, that means we've reached the end of the show. It's that time again for all the thank yous and special messages and disclaimers, you know, all the stuff you really tune in for each week. A big thank you yet again to all of our supporters who not only continue to tune into our show, but take the time to hit the like button, write reviews, and share our content on social media. It all really helps us grow our audience. Our Patreon page continues to thrive as well as we're working not only on the podcast, but the Roku channel and the book club and on and on and on. If you'd like to be a part of that expanding Mistaken Identity experience, follow the link in our show notes to our Patreon page or go to patreon.com and search Mistaken Identity Podcast for all the ways you can sign up to access this multitude of additional content. Mistaken Identity is also now a part of the Unconfined Network, which is a home to many podcasts whose hosts have met inside the walls of Wrigley Field. Check out the network's other show offerings. Head to unconfinednetwork.com. That's all one word, unconfinednetwork.com, to view all of our shows and their catalogs. Shouts out to Frank Walker, Jesse Graham, and Jordan Burks for their continued efforts both in front and behind the scenes to keep Mistaken Identity rolling along every week. And of course, we can't leave without our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely our own, and we do not speak for or on behalf of the Chicago Cubs or any other organization. This is Joe Flaherty for the Mistaken Identity Podcast saying stay safe, and we'll catch you next time beyond the ballpark. We'll be right back.